Conversations with the Mayor is presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill today and filling in for Mayor Pam Heminger is Chapel Hill Town Council member Hongbin Gu. Thanks for being with us today. How are you?
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So Town Council just had a work session last night, right, at Town Hall. Transportation seemed to be the big item on the agenda, but what was discussed?
That's right, yeah. Well, we have multiple big items related to transportation last night. So the first item that we talk about is a transit traffic analysis for the North-South Bus Rapid Transit System. Mm-hmm. So we know that this is probably the largest infrastructure project that we're going to engage on in the next 5 or 10 years. So it is something that will significantly impact not only the North-South corridor, it will also bring in like a new format of multimodal transit system that we are trying to lead the community toward. So I think that big part of the considerations, of course, is how this the designated bike lanes is going to impact the rest of the traffic. So we heard the presentation from our consulting company about it is a comparison about without the bus rapid transit system, what the traffic situation is going to be in 5 or 10 years, and with this bus rapid transit system, then what kind of transit traffic situation is going to be. So we presented with the information, the current traffic analysis as requested by NCDOT. So we see that there is going to be a significant increase in traffic. So I think the council is very interested to know the full picture of what's going to happen with the bus rapid transit system. Well, especially we want to see different scenarios under the different assumptions of how much mode shift is going to be, like how many people now currently driving the car, how many of them are going to actually go choose to use the bus rapid transit system when it is in place. Of course, there's uncertainties of how much that the mode shift is going to be. Mm-hmm. So the council requested to see different scenarios under different assumptions, like 5% mode shift versus like all the way to 25% mode shift. So I mean different assumptions. So we would like to see a whole spectrum of different assumptions and see which one is the most reasonable.
And when we're talking about bus rapid transit, for people who are just kind of picking up on this conversation, this is the line that would go from the Eubanks Road Park and Ride down MLK through downtown and out to Southern Village,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
How do you, and I mean, you're looking at different possible assumptions, mm-hmm. but I don't know how much you know about the methodology that they're using, because we can see what the traffic is today, but when we're talking about BRT, we've got to be planning based on what the traffic is going to be. Mm-hmm. How do you begin to anticipate or estimate what traffic is going to be 10 or 20 years from now? If you get 5 different estimations, how do you choose the right one?
Well, I think what they're doing is, first of all, they need to predict how much additional traffic we are expecting in our region, mm-hmm. and also along this corridor that is based on development, population growth. With regard to the bus rapid transit, of course, this is something relatively new, both here or around our region as well as around the country. But there are communities and the cities that have introduced the bus rapid transit system. So we requested that we would like to see what's the impact that system is to their regular traffic. And because our system also incorporates multimodal bike and a pad lane as well, so that we're hoping that is going to introduce people to engage this alternative transportation mode as well. So I think it is complex situation, mm-hmm. and there are lots of uncertainties, and we want to see as much data as we can at this time, and trying to understand a different spectrum, because there's always uncertainties in the traffic growth and how willing people are going to be to engage in different modes of transportation. So we would like to see like the best cases and the worst cases, and to make sure that we are prepared for them.
It's always good to have that data from other communities that have tried the same thing. I could not imagine what it would be like to be a town council member in the first community that tries it with none of that data whatsoever, but
right.
Someone has to, right?
That's right. Well, I think that that is another thing that we would like to break the whole project into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Like one piece of that is what we call the traffic signal prioritization for the buses.
Which is really cool. Say more about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is like the traffic signals can recognize the upcoming bus.
Yeah.
So it will give the priorities. Let's say the bus is close to the traffic, then it will delay the traffic and make sure the bus will pass by before it's turning the traffic light to red. So I think that kind of system, it is, we can test them now. So it is the council's intention that we would like our transportation staff will work with NCDOT and see that we can test out that system first and see how much improvement that we can just get from there.
I'm happy to volunteer my car to be the car that gets the signal every time.
Right, that's right. And then other ideas that we talk about is to have like those pilot studies for like a bike trail and like a pedestrian sidewalks, and
mm-hmm.
see that how much that if we can have some temporary those bike lanes and see how safe, how much improvement it's going to be with regard to safety improvement, and see how more people will be willing to engage in biking and walking
mm-hmm.
to campus. So I think these things, it's very helpful. It has been tested in other communities that they put those temporary bike lanes on their road and see how that impact the traffic. I think it's important for us to test out those ideas and collecting some data and see what works, what doesn't work, and also give an opportunity for our community to experience it and give us information and feedback and say what they like it and what are the components they don't like. I think that the council is encouraging the town staff to take on those projects and be more proactive so that we will find ways that how to improve our town's traffic.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council member Hongbin Gu, townofchapelhill.org for more information about town government, including last night's work session that we're talking about right now. And biking and pedestrian traffic was a separate item on the agenda. Was that a separate discussion as well, or was that what you just discussed there?
Yeah, well, I think that we are very glad that last night is the time that we finally get to talk about what we need to do, because
mm-hmm.
because as you know that we the town has passed in the past years we have our bike lanes bike plan that has been passed in 2014, and then we have our mobility plan that it passed in 2017. So there are other like greenway plans. They're all different plans that has been passed in the past years, but for the council that we really feel like there is urgency now, given the climate change and also the feedback from the community, that they really want to turn our town from a place that's all car dependent into a place that different people, if you're willing to explore the option of alternative transportation, like using the bikes or walk to or transit to work, to go shopping, I think we need to provide that kind of options for the people. And while we're doing that, we want to make sure that it's safe for everyone. So I think there are a lot of uncertainties there, and a lot of projects, pilot studies that need to be done. And of course, funding is always an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we are working with our staff to explore all different possibilities with federal funding, state funding. And of course, we have the bond fund that we have passed in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all these things that we need, we are looking forward that finally we will get to the stage that we can actually put those projects in action.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 7 projects actually have been planned for in the next year.
Wow.
So, yes. So we are going to see that a lot of going on around town in those efforts.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking with Hong Bin-gu again, Chapel Hill Town Council. Other things on your mind? Other things on the town's agenda?
Yeah, well, there are many other things that's very important coming on. And like this evening, there is this 15501 corridor reimagining. So I think that is very important as we see that a lot of developments that has coming up along 15501. Mm-hmm. I think that there are lots of feedbacks and concerns that we heard from the public with regard to the congestion on 15501. So that is an issue that we are tackling on. So this evening, I think, is 6 o'clock.
6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah,
I've got it right here. Chapel Hill Bible Church on Irwin Road. The one thing I don't know is the Reimagining 15501 project. It's a particular stretch of 15501.
That's
from
right.
Where to where? Do you have that?
Well, I have that information.
I know it's around Irwin Road.
Yes, it's around. This corridor study is looking at the multimodal infrastructure along 15501 between FCS Church Road and the Chapel Hill and the University Drive in Durham.
Okay.
So that is the section that we are going to have a conversation and see what are the options that we have and how to improve the traffic.
Awesome.
There.
And then the other thing, and I haven't had one of these conversations in a couple of weeks. I know this is a week or so old, but the town council had a chance to take a look at a proposal for future development here at University Place Ram Realty.
Yeah,
thoughts
right.
on that? Where does that stand?
Yeah, well, that is a big project and is a conversation around the town as well, because we know that there are several things going on around the University Place. One is the developer would like to bring more vibrancy to this this area, and I think one thing they're going to do is to turn the mall inside out, so that there are more interactions at the street level, so people can see what is going on in the stores and engage in those activities and provide more green spaces and the public spaces actually is like for people to sit down and meet with their friends, their green spaces, that to have public events over there. So I think these are all great ideas, and we're hoping that by doing so, we're going to bring more vibrancy to the University Place. I think the remaining questions is, of course, this area is the floodplain.
Mm-hmm.
So how we're going to deal with the stormwater, and I think that the council is keenly aware of all those challenges, and we are closely working with the developer to make sure that the stormwater issues are being addressed properly.
Especially given climate change and the fact
right.
that we're seeing those 100-year storms every
right.
20 years instead, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, another big project is the university healthcare project on East Town. So that is a very big project as well. And the council committee has been meeting very frequently through the summer and in the fall. So we have discussions about the natural heritage protection area. We talk about the transit and the traffic analysis. And then there is this week we talk about what the different layout, the design principles that we're going to put over there. So we're just trying to make sure that this site is going to be a model for the new healthcare. And at the same time, we want to address the traffic and the stormwater, those issues that properly.
Again, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. You can look back at last night's work session there as well and look forward to upcoming meetings. We'll leave it there. But Chapel Hill Town Council member Hong Bin-gu, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you.